Okay, Parshas Bo. This is the second part of Parshas Bo in Tav Shin Bet. Okay, so it's already 1942. You know, basically by now, 1942, it's post Hanukkah. I mean, he lost his whole family, and this is just another perfect piece of where, like, he just forgets everything. The Torah is nothing about pain. The Torah is nothing at all about pain. As if he was living fine. He was living normally. Again, this is 1942 Parshas Bo, post Hanukkah, when he says that this is the worst thing that the Jewish people ever passed. But before we start, I just want to say it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, post Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Motzei Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Just want to say one thing I heard about from the Kusel Habushem of Sanz. That was the Sanz Rebbe. He also went through the Holocaust. He built up Sanz in Netanya, and Sanz Kloisenberg in Borough Park, and in different places, Union City, New Jersey. So Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he would have a great simcha. He would be a very big simcha dik Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Why? Because now, from now till Shavuos, there's no 2 weeks that go by without a chag. You have Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. 2 weeks we have Tu B'Shvat. The Gevaldik Yom of Tu B'Shvat. Then we have Rosh Chodesh Udar. Right? Then we have Purim Kutin. Right? Then we have Rosh Chodesh Udar Bet. And then we have Pirim. And then we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then we have Pusach. And then we have Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And then we have Pesach Kutin. And then we have Lag BaOmer, the Eilig in Lag BaOmer, right? We're talking about Rimanov. Rimanov is Osios B'Meiron, by the way. Rimanov is Osios B'Meiron, right? And then we have Lag BaOmer. Not to mention Heiyar, right? Sansa didn't talk about so much about Heiyar. So Yom Atzmut, Heiyar, Lag BaOmer. Chof Chediyar, Yom Yushalayim. And then we have Shavuos. So now to Shavuos, we're on fire. So it's like the winter's starting to be over now. Like we're starting to get out. We're starting to bud like the flowers. Like they've been quiet, you know. Now it's just about the grass come up and the. Now Am Yisrael is starting to bud. We're ready. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Now we're in a zone of just like great times. So here we go. Okay, so this is a piece of Eish Kodesh. It's a little bit long, this piece, but for some reason, every time we learn together, there's a long piece. But hopefully, and I hope I can do any justice to it. I'm probably not doing justice to it. But on our own level, we'll try to learn. Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'Aaron be'eretz Yitzrayim lemar. And Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Yitzrayim, saying, and he's about to give them the mitzvah of taking a seh for the Korban Pesach on the 10th of Pesach. Right? The mitzvah of the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Rashi says, what does it mean, Be'eretz Yitzrayim? Well, of course they're in Mitzrayim. Where else are they? They're in Eretz Yisrael? So it says, Chutz L'Krach. Actually, the Kuzari actually says it might have ran to Eretz Yisrael every time to get Nevuah, but we'll leave that aside. Chutz L'Krach. They're outside the city of Mitzrayim. Or Ein Ol B'Toch HaKrach. Or maybe they're in the city. Tamalom K'tzeisi Se'ir. Mat Tefillah Kala Lo Yispal B'Toch HaKrach. Just like a simple tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't say in the city, which is filled with avodah zara, dibur chamer kazeh lo kol shekein, a dibur chamer of a mitzvah from the Torah of the Korban Pesach. Right? We know as Chodesh Hazeh Lechem to be the first mitzvah, but this is really the first time Hashem speaking to do something to take this seh. So a mitzvah like this, a gevaldik asun, a mitzvah like this, of course it's chutz l'krach. Okay, so he went outside the city. That's what Rashi says. Here we go. The whole piece has basically nothing to do with this. I'll get like three lines in the end. V'novin v'yomer Moshe kar mashem kichatzus alayla ani yotzi toch Mitzrayim. We have another commandment. Hashem says to Moshe, v'yomer Moshe, Moshe saying to Paro, this is what Hashem says. Like in chatzus alayla, we're going to go out of Mitzrayim. Perish Rashi, v'om l'ufnei Paro nemelu nebuazo. Right in front of Paro, right in the palace of Paro, the palace of Avodah Zarah, the evil rush of power, he's giving an avuah that we're going out in Chatzos. How could it be? He's getting an avuah in front of power. Avuah is a holy thing. Wouldn't you have to go chutz l'krach outside the city to get an avuah? So Rashi says, well, we can explain it maybe when he's talking about the avuah of destroying Rishoyim. Right in front of the Rasha. Okay, fine. Aval tzod lahavin laman emar kan be'eretz Yitzrayim u'manafke mina eifa diber mem. Who cares, going back to our pasuk of the Seh, who cares that Hashem spoke to them in Eretz Yitzrayim? Who cares where it was? Again, the Torah is not just a historical book telling us that we're you know, Moshe was, oh, at the exact point, he was at Mitzrayim. I don't care. Why is the Torah telling me he's in Be'eretz Mitzrayim? What nafka mina does it make where Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is this, Rashi says, well, it wasn't really in Mitzrayim, it's outside the city. Who cares? V'rak b'medinas Mitzrayim. Okay, that's the question. Who cares that this tzivu is given Eretz Mitzrayim? Wow, now forget about it. Leave that aside. Leave that question aside. He's going to get to it at the very, very end. Listen to how he goes off. He goes, Om the Misa Baba Kama. So Rabbi Chanina ben Ogil is Rabbi Chia bar Abba. When they ma bedibur so Rishonos lo nemar ben Tov. When bedibur so Achronos nemar ben Tov. In the first Luchos, it doesn't say the word Tov. Whereas in the second Luchos, it says the word Tov. Where is this talking about? By Leman Yitav Lach, by Kibur Ava'im. In the second Luchos, it gives the schar. If you do Kibur Ava'im, Leman Yitav Lach, it will be good for you. Leman Yitav Lach, that's only in the second Dibros. In the first Dibros, it doesn't say that. Right? The first Dibros is in Yisrael. Second Dibros that we see is in Ve'eschanan. In the second Dibros given, it says Leman Yitav Lach, Leman Yitav Lach, Yitav, it should be good for you. Meaning, this is your schar. This is your schar. Shavari Chashamim and Leman Yitav Lach. Why does it say... So he says, why in the first ones it doesn't say, in the second ones it does say? You're asking me why it says Tov in the second Luchos. Why don't you ask me, does it say Tov at all in the second Luchos? And the guy's like scratching at his head. He's like, what? Like, it says Tov. Shani Yodem, in the Emmer, I really don't know if it says Tov or not. Okay, we're not talking about small people. We're talking about new people, new Torahs, Shabbatav, in and out. It says, I don't even know if it says Tov. Let's go to Rabbi Tanchum. Who's Rabbi Tanchum? He was a Baki Ba'agada. Let's ask him if it says Tov or not. He went to him, Amalei, Mimeni lo shamati, Elakacham li shmuel. You know, I never... He quotes many, many people. I'm not going to go through the names. He goes, I'll tell you the reason. The reason, because the first Luchos were going to be destroyed, beginning to be broken by Moshe, right? And Yud Zayin Tammuz, right? If they're going to be broken, what are they? Tov shouldn't be in the first Luchos because Tov is going to be broken. Chas v'shalom should Tov should ever be broken. Right? The first Luchos were broken, so we don't want the word Tov on it. Only the second Luchos, which will not be broken, should be the word Tov. That's what he answers. A nice answer, but this is not what it's about. How did Amora say to Rabbi Chanina, right? I don't know if it says Tov or not. Maybe Chasuk Ali doesn't know a pasuk in the Torah. Ubeprat Aseret Adibrot. The pasuk's in Aseret Adibrot. Ask some elementary school kids could know Aseret Adibrot. We're not going to test you. V'lama Sholchu LeBala Gada. And what is the answer? Let's go to Rabbi Tanchum. He's a Bala Gada. He knows a Gadata. Who would you go to if you had a question on Pshat, if it's written in the Torah or not? About Mikra. If you want to find out if it says Tov or not, go to do a Baal Mikra. A person who always learns, not in the Gadita. The Gadita is always darshaning and this and this. The guy knows, the guy who lanes all the time, the guy's a sofer or something like that. So two questions. What's this business? I don't even know if it says it. And once you're trying to get the answer, why are you going to a Baal Gadita? Those are the two questions on that Gemara. Okay, so here, hold that. Hold that. So we have two questions. Why bear it's time? But Vashi Kino the Hadiv. Now he puts out a big Yisod in Avodas Hashem. It says in the Zohar Kaddish al Apostle, No the Bisharim Bala. Right? We the Bala, the husband is known by the gates. What does it mean? The husband is known by the gates. Hodiku Chabrichu the Ius Yadav Istabik Fumad the Shara Belibe. That a Kaddish Baruch Hu is known according to a person's gates, according to a person. How much his heart is open, right? That's how much a Kadosh Baruch Hu is part of his life. That's how much a Kadosh Baruch Hu is miskala to him. Know the b'sha'arim ba'ala. Hayin Hashem, munas kol ish Yisrael, yirasav avasal Hashem. A person's amuna, his yira, his ava, meaning his galasin, shu yisbaruch miskala alav, That is depending on how much gilui of Hashem does he have in his life. But even if it's a simple yira, a simple ava, see, he also has a type of iskalus of Hashem, right? Just on the level of yiras haonesh, an ava for Hashem because he's going to get rewarded. Okay, so that's a different level of iskalus Hashem. To each his own iskalus Hashem. The higher the level, the more Hiskalus Hashem, the more revelation we have in our lives. And the type of way that we open ourselves to Hashem, that's a type of revelation. If you want a very tit-tat relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, afraid of Onesh and for reward, so then it'll be Hiskalus of Hashem, a very tit-tat relationship with Hashem. If it's a true Ava, true Yira, it's a great Hiskalus of Hashem. Ba'isha eino roa kemo ha-Novi yismar selukim. Man doesn't see like a Navi the vision of God. How does man see God? He sees God through his Ava and Yira. God is misgalit to him through his Ava and Yira. That's how God is part of his life. Right? Daniel was a Navi. He said, I only see this vision of God. They didn't see the vision of a charad gdol, but they had a great fear. Why they had a great fear if they didn't see the vision? Because the Av of the Yira was miskala Hashem in their lives. So Av of the Yira, that's the type of nevuah that we have. We don't see God, we don't hear the message from God, but Hashem is miskala to us according to how much we open the Av of the Yira. How much we seek God out, that is how much God is miskala to us. All according to how we're making ourselves. She's gal of his workshops. Kachamnos of Yosef of also called his palace, midos of his birth. Chena as soga betora, shakolechad, mesige, benigle, benister, soga to kisi, kaven to his birth, nimsa betora. The more Torah we learn, the more hasaga of Hashem we learn. Because every daf is another piece of God's name. Like, what does the Gemara in Brachos say? How do we know we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning? Ki kishem Hashem ekor. When I call the name of God, havugodol kiddush, I give greatness to God. So what is Torah? Calling Hashem's name. Every daf is another shame of Hashem. We get to know Hashem more through every daf. Right? When you're learning a Gemara in Baba Metzia, Shnayim Ochazin Betalis, two people are grabbing the talis and they're saying, this is mine, this is mine. Masik is Chelik HaResul Kis, Shilim Tzu B'daf HaZeh. Daf Bet in Baba Metzia is a certain Hiskala of Hashem, revelation to Hashem, that Daf Gimel doesn't have, or Daf Vav in Kedusha doesn't have. Each Daf of Gemara is another revelation of Hashem, is another song of understanding what cleanness is in this world. Even though it seems like, what are you talking about, God in this world? There's a machlokus to Reuven and Shimon, they're fighting over the talis. No, on a deeper level, God is talking to him and being mizgala himself to you. This is one of the big fights between Mesnagim and Chassidim. It's talking about, like, what are you talking about? Like, it's God is Hashem. It's about Reuven and Shimon. Learn the Torah for the Torah's sake. Stop with this in Advaikas Hashem. You know, like the famous story, I think it was of Rizusha, that he would learn Me'eim Asai, and he would like try to learn Gemara Brachas. And he says, Me'eim Asai, Karnat Shushai, and he would faint. And he would say, Me'eim Asai. Me'eim Asai means from when? But he would say, Me'eim Asai, from fear, from Eima, we should recreate Shema Yisrael. And he would like faint. And he wouldn't be able to learn Gemara because, so that's a different story about what exactly is the point of learning Torah. What does the Nefesh HaChaim say? What does the Baal Shem Tov say? And the Baal Tanya, Rav Kol, there's many different things. We're not going to get into that now. Lemaisa, everybody agrees that every daf of Gemara is another Shem Hashem. How do we relate to that when we learn? That's a different story. When we're learning Pshat HaTorah, or when we're learning the depths of Torah, we have to get to the Bechin of Sod. Sod is the secret. What's the secret? Kosh Kazim Sefer Kodesh Mor B'Shemesh. Right? Mor B'Shemesh is buried in. Where is he buried? Mor B'Shemesh? Krakow. He's related to that. No, Elimelech. I think his name is also Elimelech. Mor B'Shemesh. I forgot the full name. And the Mor B'Shemesh is also related to the Ish Kodesh. Shebechin is Sod Shebetor Eina Kavana La Kabbalah. It's not talking about the Kabbalah, the deep things that Madonna learns. Sod is found in halacha in Dvarim Gluyim. We could be learning here, and we're not going to get to the sod. What's a sod shebetorah? Understanding when we get up from this table, what is the revelation of God in this learning? Nizgal kolech lefi erchol al yidei Torah zeh ve'emesod shol yuchol echad v'gmodim chaverim v'mtalmido v'dishu lechol echad l'la'atzon lefi matur v'adazah. Then when we get up from learning and we're the same people, we sit down at that morning seder at 9:20 and we get up at 1 o'clock for lunch, are we the same animal that just wants to eat and we didn't improve and we didn't get anything? Then we didn't get sowed. If we changed a little bit and we opened ourselves and revealed Hashem in this world through Hashem's Torah, and that's the way Hashem's speaking to us in the last nevuah ever given to the Jewish people, Malachi, right before it says, "Hinei Anochi Sholech Lam Ezel Yanavi," right before it says, "Zichru Toras Moshe." Remember Toras Moshe. Why? Nevuah is going to be over, and what are we going to have? Hashem's going to speak to us. Zichru Toras Moshe. Hashem is going to speak through His Torah. How do you know what God wants us to do? Learn through the Torah. Hafach bava, hafach the kulaba. That's a Talmud Chacham who's holding in everything. And he's a tzaddik b'midosa. And he's holding sod. We're not talking about a Talmud Chacham who just has a lot of knowledge, but he has no sod. It doesn't affect him. We're talking about a Talmud Chacham who's connected to sod, so he understands everything in the world, basically. All the stories about Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, about Mitzvah Rebbe, and so all the tzaddikim. Because they were holding on to sod. And when you're in that level of sod, it's like a radio. When it's like a radio that if you're far from the actual station, you. But when you're exactly, you guys know what a radio is?
Yeah.
But when you're exactly in tune to that station, oh, now I'm hearing it now. Now I'm hearing it now. Sometimes we're so far from the sod, even when we learn Torah, we're so far from the sod that God's messages are just. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? But tzaddikim, and the closer you are to the channel, the more you hear it. It's not like all or nothing. But the tzaddikim, why were they able to tell people what's going to happen and this and that? Don't do this, don't do that. You know, so many stories and stories of Mordechai Eliyahu and then the Baba Cherebi. I'm sure Rabbi Yosef, they'll come out with hundreds and hundreds of stories. But because they're connected to Sod, they heard the station of God without any static. That's because they held on to Sod. And we can hold it on our own levels. It doesn't have to be full static in our lives. God's message doesn't have to be. We can hear a little bit, okay, and then sometimes it slips a little bit. Fine, but we can be close. He gives a beautiful advice here. Anytime after our learning, Shalom Edei Teshah, we learn for an hour, after Tefillah Vavoda, we should look inside ourselves. Did we get closer to Sod? Right? 5-6 months of yeshiva went by. Am I changed? Did it get to me? Did it get to my kishkas? Am I different? We're not the same person at the hours of learning Torah. We're not the same person at the of the people who are, or hours of batala. We're not the same person. A person who watches a football game for 3 hours, at the end of that game, right, he's a chetz of batala. I'm not saying it's always inappropriate. Obviously, there's times, and then we're not going into that. But after a person's learning 3 hours straight of Torah, that person's not the same person. He's not the same person. Now we can understand the Rashi. It says in Bishalach that the people ask, "Hayesh Hashem b'kabenu amayin?" Right, this next week's parsha. Is Hashem really with us? And then Amalek came. You're asking that question if Hashem's with us? Amalek comes. And the Medrash says, why did Amalek come? So what would you answer if why did Amalek come?
Because they doubted Hashem.
Because they doubted Hashem. That's a pasuk. Amalek. Says the Medrash, no! Their hands became weakened from the Torah. But it just said, because they didn't believe in Hashem. What does it have to do with Torah? So the answer is, there's no machlokus between the two midrashim. What does it mean, rafu yadei min haTorah? Why don't you say rafu min haTorah? They were weak from Torah. They didn't learn Torah. No, they learned Torah. Rafu yadei min haTorah. But they weren't able to grab the Torah and take it with them. They left the Torah here. Bye, that was a great shot. Great word. I'm out of here. No, rafu yadei min haTorah. They didn't have a yad to take the Torah. Right? Kol shu yad ke'etza mechubu lepri.
a yad is something that nechaz apri v'lo ba'ali de Torah el b'chinas hasod. They didn't reach a sod. They didn't take it. Ad shomer yesh Hashem mikibenu imayin shalgishem niskar v'lo v'izborcha yada. They didn't feel that they learned Torah and they still asked yesh Hashem mikibenu imayin. They still asked yesh Hashem mikibenu imayin. Why? Because they didn't take the Torah and hold the Torah and take it with them. Let's go back to what we're talking about. In every Torah, there's a revelation of God. In every Daf of Gemara, in every Rashi, in every Perek of Navi, whatever it is, there's a different revelation of God. And that is Kalos, depends on how much our hearts are open to Hashem. Now back to our story, right? They got it to a Tov. Why did it say in the Dibros Achronos Kitov? Hainu leman yitav lecha, she'al manasa kabel pras, which is what does that mean? That you should keep it av aim in order to get a prize, a reward. That Hashem should be good for you. Leman yitav lach, right? So lecha lach, whatever it is. Leman yitav lach. But there is one of the only few places in the Torah that it actually like gives a prize for it. A reward. He says, I don't know if it says Tov. What did he mean he didn't say Tov? Look at the Psukim! You're lazy, you know, you're like some guy that just, I don't want to look up the Psukim. Look at the Psukim. Anyway, you don't know the Torah by heart, you're not more forgetting. He learned Torah, know the Bishar and Bala. Hashem was revealing him to him to the level he was at. So listen to this level. His level of relationship with Hashem had nothing to do with the reward. He didn't know from reward. He didn't care about reward. He served Hashem because that was an emes, not because of reward. And therefore, when they asked about Lemanita Vlach, which is talking about reward, what did he say? I don't know. I don't know if it says in the Torah, because no Divisharim Bala. That revelation never came to me. He didn't literally mean, I don't know if it's a, he's like, I can't be involved with that because I don't even connect to that idea about Tov. He didn't even know he even said Kitov. This doesn't mean he literally didn't know. This is, I don't connect to that. But a bardas, a person who's das, he's going to connect to some things and he's not going to connect to some things. A person who connects to everything, he's not a bardas. And everything is so cute. Oh, he loves everything. I don't have to be bitter and angry and anything. You respect everything. But a bardas, there's certain things I just can't connect to. I can't connect to this idea of for the reward. Leman yitav lach. I can't connect to that. Kevin shekol yediyas ha-Torah lo seichel anoshi rak yizgalos k'nizke le'el cholecha lefi avodoso. Kevin she'avodoso einu leman yitav. Because his voda wasn't in the world man yitav, chen gam tam posuk hazeh lo yod, he didn't understand it. And then he says, let's go to Rabbi Tanchum ba'agada. Why? Because it wasn't a question if it was written. He just didn't understand it. So let me try to relate to this. Let's see what the Baal Agada can explain. What's a pshat in the Kabbal Pras? What's a pshat in Kisim Sefer Shabbos Shishol? How do we know Rabbi Tanchum was such a Baal Agada? Listen to this. They asked him if it's mutter on Shabbos to take out a candle for a sick person who has sakana. Can you blow out a candle, which is obviously mechabit? It's a daraisa. Pasuk ba'agad of sayim de mutter. He threw a gada. He said it was mutter. What did he say? Mutter shichmo neresh al basar dam. Better that a physical candle should go out, which is the neshama of a Jew. So better, you know, can you imagine if you went to a rav and he paskin, like, you know, based on that? Better the physical ner than the ner of the neshama of the Jew, which is Hashem's ner. Okay. Upeish Rashi, Lamach Yalchil Shabbos. What is he talking? Rashi says, what is he talking about? Where do we learn that you're allowed to take out the fire from the pasuk v'chay behem, and you should live through the mitzvahs? You shouldn't die them. Pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. Why is he giving this agada to answer? Well, you didn't know v'chay behem. Elatimon adav v'agada moshech zalev fishay boim lishmar joshua nasha meort. Because why did he give a whole drasha? He could have just said, "Oh, mutter v'chay behem." Well, but who came to hear him? Women and children. Ah, for some reason, a lot of people came to hear this question. So he wanted to be Moshech, the lave of the people. So he started giving a garita. He said, okay, it's a good time to talk about the neshama and this and that. And that. So let me give this answer up here, a garita. So he was doing according to the limshachas levavim of the people. A balei agada, when a balei god is darshaning in front of people, he's not giving Torah the way he thinks Torah is. According to the level of the people who came to hear him. So why go to the Baal Agadita? Because the person who's not the Baal Agadita, the Torah is his vision, and that which is not in his vision, he won't get. He won't get the Mani Tavach. But the Baal Agada is always connecting to the Tzibur that he's with. He's always connecting to the team with it. Okay, so I may not be into the Gabal Pras, but I'm speaking to a bunch of people. I'm giving over a Gadot to a bunch of people who are obviously into the Gabal Pras. Everyone's into the Gabal Pras except a few tzaddikim. So the Baal Gadot will understand this idea of Gabal Pras, even if he himself doesn't connect to it. Because the Baal Gadot is always being Moshech after everybody. Every time if I speak, whatever, and like, you know, I'm always being Moshech after the Tzibor. There's no way to speak good if the Tzibor is not in it. There's no way. There's no way. It's so true. Balagad the other. I'm the manita of lachshi. I've voted the kabbal pras. Shall anoshim have voted the kabbal pras. Hainin shel balagad omeli yisrael divrei torah nimshechas in iskala torah yotim mikivim etzavo. The balagad, when he's giving over Torah, there is more Torah than himself. He's bigger than himself. He's part of all the neshamas that are with him. Join him. And he's part of this big neshama klolos of everybody with him. He quotes a Tanya. There's a malach amongst 10 Jews. Even if they weren't learning Torah. I saw a video tonight of the Lubavitcher Rebbe speaking to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and he said this exact Torah. Even if they're not speaking Torah together, the Malach would go run away out of fear, out of the Shechin in front of them. The Malach would be just from 10 years and sitting around together. Not learning Torah. Not doing, you know, stupidity. Then 10 Jews together, a Malach would fly away from the Kiddush of 10 Jews together. When Jews are all over and everyone's in their house, there's not so much hashra as opposed to when they're together. And this is one of the things that Baal Shem Tov brought into the world, the idea of chevra, that we got to get together. We got to put together. As Rav Judah kept on saying it to Yosef Aduna thing last week. The fact that so many Jews coming together to sing together, when people come to learn Torah and they all is captus in there, you have 200 people that came to listen to Torah, right? So what Torah is being miskale? Everybody's Torah is being miskale. Therefore, the manita of Lach, the Baal Gadol, even if he doesn't care about reward and everything, he is going to be Moshech, the Avodas Hashem of reward from all the Yidden. He's connecting to all the Yidden next to him. Even though that the Malach is so much higher than man, they're going to be mevakesh from the Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das Yivakshim Apiyu. They're going to want to hear from the Kohen, from the living person. Because when the Kohen, Lav Dafka Kohen, the Kohen represents a teacher here. When the teacher is teaching to the Rabbin, and the Talmidim are in front of him, all of the Neshamas connect together. When you quote a person who's dead, his lips are moving in the kever. What does it say? Sif so sav. Daika bekever daika. It says his lips are moving in where? The kever. Why in the kever? Ki ba'olam el yom misifte durakia gam beladei zelo mit Torah. Ach shi yagam bekever lo mit Torah. Ho ha'idei sha'omim shmua mimenu mimnei shagam b'chayev lo mit l'talmidim. We'll skip that for now. V'chena omer shmua mimenu nasa b'shazu talmido. When you're saying over the words, you're connecting to the Tanya told the people at the beginning, said, I have no time to meet with everybody. But when you learn my sefer, you have yichidus with me. You have yichidus. Even to this day, Dafka to this day, Dafka after Tzadik dies, you have Yechidus with it. When we're learning Tanya, we're having Yechidus with the Tanya. We're having Yechidus with Rav Kalanim's Kalman Shapiro right now. We're having Yechidus. His lips are moving in the cavern. Vaso sof devos bechinas tifsei kohen. Kedniska leo shayi dea tamid amom rebefiv yosem la atzmo. Chenki shen istal chas chalila arav yeshul arav chelik bavadas atamim shabolam hazeh. Chenki shen ifka min atalmidim kam az yeshul chelik bavadas atamim rabba shabolam. Even when the Rebbe dies, he still has a chelik with his talmidim. Neshayam nimtza bepiv bebelibo. Because the talmidim were in the mouth of the Rebbe. Literally in the mouth of the Rebbe. Val yedo niskala tor yeseyu the rabba. Now he gets back to the ending. Why was it in Eretz Mitzrayim? Right? Why do you speak to Mitzrayim? What was the mitzvah? Take a lamb for yourself, take a sheep for yourself to do the Korban Pesach. Right? Shurak lePesach Mitzrayim v'lo doros. That mitzvah was for the Korban Pesach. Where? In Mitzrayim. All the other years, this din doesn't apply to take it on the 10th day. Only in Mitzrayim. The kenshu tzorki sabamishu Mitzrayim levadi bereshav mitzvahu. Because it was needed for a mitzvah in Mitzrayim. That's where it says be'eretz Mitzrayim, that Hashem was niskala Himself according to where the people were and where they needed that mitzvah. That's what the Beretz Mitzrayim. The Chen Hutzuch Ledaber Ben Mitzrayim. Therefore, I had to say to him to Mitzrayim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kiviyoch the Balagoda. He's the Balagoda. He's Nimshach. No, the Bisharim Bala. He's Nimshach after where the people are holding. They're holding in Mitzrayim now. They're holding in Mitzrayim. So I have to talk to them in Mitzrayim, because this mitzvah will only apply in Mitzrayim. So I have to speak to Mitzrayim. Kiniskelel Atzah Tamidim Ma'or Miskalos Bram Lefiyerchem. That the Tamidim are Misorer from the Rebbe of what is according to the Ercham, and their Erech was now in Mitzrayim, so therefore the Dibor of taking the Seh be'esel lechodesh was dafka, the din of Mitzrayim was be'eretz Mitzrayim. And the deeper idea here is A, there's a bunch of points that we ran over. A, no divsharim bala, the amount of av of the year we have, the amount of revelation of Hashem in our lives. We can't run around saying, oh, where's God? I don't have a moon. Don't worry about a moon right now. Work on yourself, and Hashem will reveal Himself. Again, according to Eish Kodesh, a moon is natural. We're just not ourselves. Work on a half of the year, and we'll start seeing Hashem reveal Hashem in our lives. We can't start with, okay, first, before I do anything, I have to figure out if there's a God. First, start with the half of the year. Work, step, and Hashem will reveal Himself each way as you get higher. Hashem will reveal. That's the first thing. Know the B'sharim Baal. Second thing is that when we learn Torah, we're changing. We're connecting to the Sod. Rafu Yedeim and Atorah. They learn Torah, but Rafu Yedeim and Atorah. They didn't know how to take the Torah into their lives. Torah changes us. Batala doesn't change us. Probably makes us worse. Torah changes us. Second and lastly is that when Jews are together and Torah is being taught, it is all the neshamas coming together. Ad kidekach that a malach wants to be misbatel from the olam when people are learning Torah. And stam when you didn't get together, even without Torah, stam you didn't get going for good purposes. There's a lot more deeper things going on. All the neshamas are coming. And so too when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us on where we're holding. We're holding in Mitzrayim, he's speaking to Mitzrayim. So if we want to reveal Hashem in this world, right, then what do we have to do? We have to give the opportunity for Hashem to reveal Himself on the highest levels. How does Hashem reveal Himself? He can do it, He can reveal whatever, but He's only going to reveal Himself according to where we're holding. The higher we're holding, the more revelation of Hashem is in the world. There's no tricks here, and there's no magic of Hashem's revelation. Hashem's revelation is totally on our level. If Am Yisrael is on a high level, right now we're living in Eretz Yisrael, the revelation of Hashem is very strong in Eretz Yisrael. So, for if not for our own sake, for the sake of Hashem revealing Himself in the world, it will only happen based on where the Talmidim, the children of Hashem, are holding. The higher we hold, the greater revelation there is in the world.